Good afternoon, dear colleagues. I am glad to be joining you online. I represent the Ministry for Health of Kyrgyzstan. Having heard my colleagues speak, I also decided I could share with you my small experience as to how we worked during the COVID-19 pandemic in Kyrgyzstan. Of course, always relating to water, sanitation, and hygiene. Bearing in mind the swift pace of the spread of COVID-19, we had to develop requirements very quickly for our educational establishments, for our healthcare facilities, and for other places where services are provided. This was very difficult because there was no standard in terms of prevention for COVID at this stage, and we developed some prophylactics. It was in fact approved by a government decree, and this helped us organize measures as to closing down places if need be temporarily and establishing the necessary conditions for hand hygiene. And we also appointed a certain number of specific groups to help these places establish those standards. The hardest thing was to ensure proper hand washing became universal. We quickly organized contactless payments so that in public transport, for instance, people could pay in a contactless way. We also placed sanitizers in public transport. Then, of course, we had to do a lot of awareness raising. We started at schools. There were 2,000 schools where we carried out informational activities about hygiene and hand washing. And then at the same time, we also set some rules for general hygiene within schools and other establishments. Then we also reached out to the population at large. The Ministry for Health has an association with the rural committees, and this means that we have around 1,600 regional or local healthcare committees. So we developed guidance for them so as to ensure that they could disseminate information and they could work with the schools and the other places where services are provided to the population in a harmonized and efficient way. Thanks to our development partners, we provided a great deal of guidance and information, which was disseminated across all possible channels. And it always included a particular emphasis on hand washing. Now, of course, we thinking about the resilience of all these projects that we begun. Of course, with time, people have started to forget these rules and requirements to some extent, but we are working on that along with the Ministry for Education and along with the Ministry for Culture, which oversees some organizations which provide services. And the information material that we developed, we've provided them to healthcare facilities and to shopping centers and other places. The idea is to really embed all the work that we've done in long-term practice. Thank you.